Glacier. Story by Mike Graff. Illustrated by Martin Coombe. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Hiking in Norway. Travis and his mum and dad were hiking near the northwest coast of Norway. Travis looked down a long crevasse in a huge glacier.
Travis, don't lean over so far,
Dad warned.
If you fall in there, we'll never get you out.
Travis looked down the crevasse a moment longer. Near the top, it was blue. It looked like it had been polished. Further down, the crevasse was very dark.
I wonder how deep this crevasse is,
Travis said. He picked up a rock and held his arm over the crevasse. Then he dropped the rock and listened. Travis could hear the rock bounce off the frozen walls of the crevasse. He began counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The rock had stopped.
7 seconds,
Travis said. And that rock might not have got to the bottom, said Mum.
Come on,
said Dad.
Let's keep going and watch where we walk.
Chapter 2. Into the Crevasse. Travis and his mum and dad kept on hiking. They were joined to each other by a rope. Each of them had an ice axe. They also had crampons on their boots to help them grip the snow as they walked. They moved slowly and carefully across the ice. Mum put one foot up on a ledge on the glacier. Then she pulled her foot back and began to cut away at the ice with her ice axe. It only took Mum a few minutes to cut some steps into the ice.
Follow me, she said to Dad and Travis.
Mum put her foot on the first step.
Wow!
She shouted as the ice under her foot fell in. Mum's foot crashed through the snow and she fell down into the crevasse. The rope that joined Mum, Dad, and Travis pulled forward, and Dad followed Mum into the crevasse. Dad planted his ice axe in the wall of the crevasse to stop Travis being pulled in too.
Are you okay, Travis?
Dad shouted.
Yes, Dad,
yelled Travis.
I've planted my ice axe up here. I'm not moving.
Chapter 3. I Know What to Do.
Good work,
Dad shouted to Travis.
Now we need you to pull us out of here.
Okay,
said Travis.
I know what to do.
Travis had seen his dad pull his mum out of a crevasse before. Travis leaned back and slowly stepped away from the crevasse. Carefully, he turned around and planted his axe in the snow again. He took another step away and planted his ice axe again. The rope that joined Travis to his mum and dad began to pull. Slowly, he kept on moving away from the crevasse. Chapter 4. Safe at Last. Inside the crevasse, Mum gripped the wall and began to climb. She reached Dad, and they both climbed up. Travis kept on moving away from the crevasse and pulling on the rope. Then Travis saw Mum and Dad at the top of the crevasse. They crawled out and stood up. Travis ran over to Mum and Dad, and they hugged.
Oh, that was scary, Mum said, holding Dad tightly.
Thanks, Travis,
said Dad.
You did a great job. You did everything right.
I was scared too,
said Travis.
I'm so happy you're both okay.
Why don't we go back to the hotel? Mum said. The snow is too soft. Who knows where the next crevasse in this glacier might be?
Yes,
said Dad.
That's enough hiking for today.
Travis, Mum and Dad found a path where the ice was hard and walked off the glacier. Soon, they were on the track back to the hotel.